The History of the Medieval World, From the Conversion of Constantine to the First Crusade, by Susan Wise Bauer, narrated by John Lee. Copyright 2010 by Susan Wise Bauer. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with W.W. Norton & Company Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Part 1. Unity. Chapter 1. One Empire Under God. Between 312 and 330, Constantine imposes his will on the Roman Empire and gives the Christian Church a hand with its doctrine. On the morning of October 29th, 312, the Roman soldier, Constantine, walked through the gates of Rome at the front of his army. He was 40 years old, and for 6 years he had been struggling to claim the crown of the Imperator. Less than 24 hours before, he had finally beaten the sitting Emperor of Rome, 29-year-old Maxentius, at the Battle of the Milvian Bridge. Constantine's men had fought their way forward across the bridge, toward the city of Rome, until the defenders broke and ran. Maxentius drowned, pulled down into the mud of the riverbed by the weight of his armor. The Christian historian Lactantius tells us that Constantine's men marched into Rome with the sign of Christ marked on each shield. The Roman writer Zosimus adds that they also carried Maxentius' waterlogged head on the tip of a spear. Constantine had dredged the body up and decapitated it. Author's note: histories of the later Roman Empire usually identify its citizens as either Christian or pagan, with pagan generally meaning not Christian. There are two problems with this approach. First, the religious landscape of the early...